Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, August the 10th, and welcome to our commentary. Well, the big story, if you're watching the news, the big story, of course, is the raid on President Trump's, former President Trump's home in Florida. And I think that even bigger story than that is the silence from the Biden administration, the fact that they have not come out and said anything or explained anything. I mean, you cross a line like this where you go after a former president and you send FBI agents to his home to look at documents and so on. You would think that if you're going to action of that type, which is pretty radical, that you would be ready fairly quickly to explain to the American people why you were willing to do this. As I said yesterday, we have crossed a line. You know, when you go after predecessor and when you use the FBI to go after your predecessor, we've crossed the line. This is totally different than anything that we have ever done before. I mean, in the past, we have said things about each other, political speeches, we criticize each other, but we don't throw the FBI at our political opponents. And that's what we've done here. So you would think that the Biden administration would be sensitive to public opinion, would realize that a lot of the country is very upset about this, and you would think that they would at least explain it and say, look, this is why we did it, and these are the documents that we were looking for, and the former president was violating this act or that act or whatever. You would think they were ready for that, but they're not. They continue to have a silent treatment here, as they like to say, and I just don't think that's helping them. I don't think it's helping them. As I mentioned, when I first heard this thing, I said to myself, wow, what are they looking for? Pretty big. I mean, this is pretty big to send FBI agents into somebody's home. So far, we don't know anything. We don't know anything. Newsweek was reporting early Wednesday afternoon that there may have been some problems with the warrant, that they didn't show the entire warrant. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the kind of stuff that this is what happens when you don't explain things and all kinds of crazy rumors and conspiracy theories begin to unfold. So I think the Biden administration better come out and explain this very quickly. I mean, like today, Wednesday night, the president ought to deliver a primetime speech with the attorney general, the director of FBI, and they should explain what's going on and why they did this. Because every minute that goes by, more questions and more conspiracies and more rumors, and all of that continues to grow. Now, there is a great debate. I mean, people are, I guess, on both sides of this. There's a great debate as to whether or not President Biden actually knew about this. The official position is that he was not told about it. The official position is that he learned about it like everybody else. You know, sort of reminds us of when President Obama was confronted with the Fast and Furious scandal back in his first term. And he said, well, I didn't know anything about it. I read it in the paper. Fast and Furious, as you may remember, is when they put over 2,000 weapons, or they put into Mexico about 2,000 weapons, and they ended up in the hands of the cartels, and they were used against Mexican citizens. In fact, according to the Mexican government, these weapons killed about 400 Mexicans. So Fast and Furious back then was one that created a lot of controversy. And, and that was never dealt with correctly either. So we find ourselves right now where the Biden administration better come out and explain it. Now, I brought up Fast and Furious because President Obama denied it. And people say he denied it, or he was not told about it, so he could deny it publicly. And the same thing could be happening here, that they didn't tell President Biden, so he could deny it if it goes wrong. If it goes wrong, he's got that exit to take and say, well, I didn't know anything about it, and at least protect himself politically. That's one side of the argument. The other side of the argument is that it's impossible for something like this to happen without at least the consent of the president. I mean, if you were the attorney general and you wanted to do this, wouldn't you be over at the Oval Office in a secret meeting with the president, getting his signature on the memo for future protection? I think so. So again, I don't know. Maybe they didn't tell him, or maybe he's not telling us that they told him. Whatever the case may be, this is a bad deal for the Biden administration. They got to get their act together. They got to explain why this happened. Then, you know, when we crossed the line, we have crossed the line. And imagine if you're President Obama and you're watching this raid on television and you're sitting there and you're going, my gosh, they could do that to me. If there's a Republican president, they could do that to me. They could come to my home and demand to see, let's say, documents about Fast and Furious or the IRS scandal that we had under the Obama administration. So if you're President Obama and you're watching this, you're saying, man, this is not good. And it's not good. Forget Obama, forget Biden, forget Trump. Not a good idea for us to be using the FBI in this fashion, unless you have such incredible evidence and you can make your case. But I have not seen the evidence, but I'm going to venture to say that they don't have that much, that this is not something. I think somebody made a mistake here. Somebody made a huge mistake when they unleashed the FBI on President or former President Trump. And, you know, eventually I think this is going to end up with on the lap of the attorney who's going to have to resign or probably be impeached when we have a Republican Congress next year. But a very bad deal, just a totally bad deal all around. Some really bad judgment on the part of the people who decided to do this against the former President Trump. Well, new inflation figures came out today, and they are better than the last month. We've gone from 9.1 to 8.2, I think. That's the drop. But, you know, it's still a pretty high figure. And the real problem is that the inflation, as it relates to food, electricity, to transportation, to rent, that's what's really killing people. I mean, if you talk to people about inflation, they don't deal with numbers like 8.1 and 9.0 or whatever. That's for the economist to figure out. What the average person out there is saying, food is expensive, gasoline is expensive, rent is expensive, the cost of living is expensive. That's what they're looking at when they talk about inflation. And nothing much happened this month compared to last month to make your life a little bit better. Yes, it's true that the inflation dropped. But again, it's still pretty high. It's still pretty high, and it's hurting people in places like rent, gasoline, food, electricity. I mean, that's what's killing people. Talk to any family, and they'll tell you, they'll agree with what I'm saying. We have this little thing going back and forth now between the governor of Texas and the mayor of New York City. As you may have heard, the governor of Texas, as well as the governor of Arizona, put some migrants in a bus and sent them to New York City and to Washington, D.C., and the mayors of New York City and D.C. are complaining, why are you doing this? Take care of the problem. Don't send them to us. And a funny thing happened a couple of days ago. The mayor of New York City said that he was going to fill up a bus and send it to Texas. And I guess that's where the dispute is right now. But I have a message here for the mayor of New York City. Let me remind the mayor of New York City that he doesn't have to send us any people. We're already getting a bunch of them. A lot of people in New York are leaving, and they're either going to Florida or they're going to Carolinas, or in some cases they're coming to Texas. But, he doesn't have to put them on a bus to come to Texas. They're already coming to Texas because they're coming over here to run away from the quality of life in New York City. And of course, the problem, the reason that these migrants are on the border is because of the chaos of the violation. I mean, their border policy has been a disaster. I have a post coming out tomorrow about Remain in Mexico. Remain in Mexico is now a thing of the past. It's disappearing because the Biden administration is not going to enforce it. Well, what that means is that more people are going to come. And what that means is that more pressure is going to be put on these border patrol agents who are going to have to do their job. And their job is already pretty hard because of the number of people who are coming. So just a total disaster on the border and the Biden administration. Interesting little note here. Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor here in Texas, was criticizing the Democrats for losing Hispanic support. You know, you probably have heard me say before that Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party. More and more Hispanics are moving away from the Democrat Party. Now, a lot of it has to do with the economy, of course. A lot of it has to do with what's happening on the South Texas or the border down there. But Beto O'Rourke is blaming Democrats. He's basically saying that Democrats took for granted the Hispanic vote. And to some extent, he's right. I mean, to some extent, he's right. The truth is that the Hispanics or the Democrat Party thought that the automatic or the Hispanic vote was automatic, that they were just going to get Hispanics to vote for them just because they do. And Hispanics are turning out to be a little bit more independent than that. And they're actually looking at issues. And whether it's in South Florida or whether in South Texas, you're seeing many, many Hispanics leaving the Democrat Party. Now, we're going to know for sure in November. We'll know for sure exactly how big of a problem it is. But there is a problem. There is a problem. And Beto is right in the sense that Democrats took the Hispanic vote for granted. But I don't think Beto understands why they're leaving. They're also leaving over cultural values and things like that, where the Democrat Party is way to the left of where most Hispanics are when it comes to abortion or when it comes to family issues. Hispanics are very conservative people. And when there is a political party that seems to be more focused on transgenders than on the price of gasoline, I think a lot of Hispanics are going to think twice about that political party. You know, when I was growing up, when I came to the United States, leave you with this little note here on this day in history. When I first came to the United States, I was 12 years old, and I was a huge baseball fan, of course, huge baseball fan. And we had a baseball card of a ball player named Rocky Colavito. Now, by the time that I picked up his baseball card in the mid-60s, Rocky Colavito was a veteran and leaving the game. He had tremendous seasons in the late 50s and early 60s. So by the time that I really got to know him, or his baseball card at least, you know, he was a veteran and being leaving the game pretty much. But I always loved his name, Rocky Colavito. I just thought it was one of the greatest game names that I had ever heard, Rocky Colavito. So I wanted to wish Rocky Colavito a happy number 89. I don't know what Rocky is doing these days. You know, he's 89, so we know he's somewhere. So I don't know where he's living, whether he's down in Arizona or California or Texas or New York City where he was born. I don't know, but I want to wish him a very happy birthday. And just if he's listening, Rocky, I loved your baseball card, with the Indians. I loved it, and I probably have that somewhere. My brother is the one who keeps the baseball cards. I think my brother probably has it somewhere in our collection of baseball cards from back in the 1960s. Thank you for listening. Enjoy your day. We'll talk to you later. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.